Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting second. The DH, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball four. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Williams and he is out, Picciolo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Bocht moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein bunts towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. Bocht moves to third. Bell moves to second. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bocht tags and scores. Bell tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tyrone. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Tyrone steals second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuiper moves to third. Norris moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bocht is walked intentionally. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper scores. Norris moves to third. Bocht moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Larval Blanks pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Page hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torrealba fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Allen moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torre Alba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Torre Alba covering, for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Larry Murray pinch runs for Tony Armas. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tyrone bunts towards first. Bach scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Murray moves to second. One out. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Rick Waite's now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dade. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Perez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a pop-up towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Murray now playing center field. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks moves to second. Joe Coleman now pitching. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gross bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Jim Kern now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is walked intentionally. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Newman now catching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lacey now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lacey. Duffy moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Manning bunts towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to third. One out. Bill Melton pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Norris is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.